are we going to celebrate one of the greatest living legends, Ilias Ras. Yes, you are back on
Warp FM.
And you're listening to Warren P. And we have reached that hour where I will pay tribute to the living legend in Estrus, Mr. Vincent Tanti Julius. Mr. Julius was better known as Tanti, and he was the first ever coloured footballer to play in the Whites Only Football League. That was many years ago. I will tell you exactly when. But according to a newspaper article written by Mr. Dennis Hans for the Pretoria News, the National Football League went multiracial at the Caledonian Stadium. That was the heading of the article. And then he went on and he wrote, he said, Arcadia Shepherds, one of the pioneers in professional soccer in South Africa, scored another first when they fielded a coloured player, Vincent Tanti Julius, against Guild Apollo in a League Cup tie. This happened on a quiet night in February in 1977. Mr. Julius ended up being one of the stars of the Federation League. Indeed, their top scorer. And he had also played for the Kaizer 11 in 1969, before Chiefs was launched. He could not play for that new club in the blacks-only National Professional League because coloureds were not allowed to play in the blacks-only National Professional League. And they were also not allowed to play in the white league. So I'm going to give you Denico by the Rhythm Workshops, and when you come back, we will tell you more about Mr. Julius. And I received a very... This is an absolute tribute to a gentleman, Mr. Tanti, Vincent Tanti Julius. And it comes from Buti Baktawa, all the way from Laudium. And I'm going to read it to you. It says, Tanti to me is the greatest ever. I would say in the world. Why do I say that? Have you ever heard or seen of a footballer that was an outstanding goalkeeper that turned into a formidable striker like him? He was indeed exceptional and unique. It's really sad that the world has not acknowledged him for that. He was not one of a kind, but the only kind. He's also a very humble person and never brags about how great he was. Our local community loves him unconditionally for the person that he is. I consider myself blessed and privileged to have seen this maestro play the beautiful game. Long live our legend and pride of 6th Street, Marabastad, Pretoria. Thank you, Buti Baktawa. Now, there's some irony in that WhatsApp message, and that is that I had the privilege of playing alongside Mr. Vincent Tanti Julius in the early 90s. And what a gentleman, what a talent. And also another coincidence is, I also used to live in 6th Street in Marabastad, Mr. Julius van Afkomsua. Great people come from 6th Street in Marabastad. Now, I'm just joking. In 1977, Mr. Julius took the plunge as Arcadia offered him the opportunity to make some serious money from the game. According to Mr. Julius, he said, I was a bit nervous. I had butterflies in my stomach, but I was not scared of playing with white players. Arcadia did not tell anyone before the game that I would play. And I did not know myself, although I had trained with the club for a few days before that. I was a bit worried that the police would do something, but once I came out, the people were happy and they cheered. Now that is from the great man himself.
Sport FM.
Mr. Julius said things soon turned very nasty for him. White players used to call him names and tell him he had to remember who was his boss, you know, boss, BAAS. Arcadia warned me before the game, they are going to call your names, just get on with your game. Mr. Julius scored his first goal against Highlands Park in his second game and quickly became one of the league's most feared marksmen. Mr. Vincent Tanti Julius still resides in Estrus, largely forgotten for the impact for his major role he played in this historic day, which was in February 1977. Of course, it was historic, but I just said I wanted to play. That was Mr. Vincent Tanti Julius' words. We used to think the white league was better and all black players wanted a chance to see how they could do there. net soos maar soos ons almal wil weet, we want to see what happens next. So after we are going to play you a song again, we will continue with tribute to Mr. Vincent Tanti Julius. Please send your message to 064-119-6071 if you would like to send a lovely message to Mr. Vincent Tanti Julius. I will read a couple of messages when we get back after this song. We have got a message here I would like to read to you, the listeners. It comes from Mr. Basil Painter. Basil Painter, he says, "Hey there, Warren. Good afternoon. You are obviously not aware what we have in common. I spoke last year, December, with Mr. Vincent Julius and promised him that I will come back during 2024 to celebrate all the soccer legends of Esterhus, to name but a few. Gerald and Vincent Julius, Steenkamp, Basil Kaapsedans, and many more. We owe it to them to celebrate them while they are very much alive and kicking. I appreciate your time and efforts vested in this long-awaited initiative. My plan was to have a one-day soccer tournament in honor of them. However, it's still not too late, and I will be in touch with you to realize this, though." Yo, Basil, my friend, I think we should absolutely carry on with this one. You have a brilliant idea. And then we have Sylvester Vessi. He says, "Vincent Julius, an absolute legend. One more. Congrats, Uncle Tanti. You made us proud. God bless you. Many days to come. Azaria." Nant Warren, dankie vir die lekker musiek, my boeta. Is Mark Edwards, my broer. Ek en my vrou en Neil Elski en sy vrou sit en enjoy, my bra. Mark, ek het jou gemis verlede week. Welkom terug, my vriend. Ek hoop jy geniet die insetsel omtrent Vincent Tanti Julius. Jy het mos in sy area groot geword, as ek het nie mis het nie. Maar baie, baie dankie. Ek ga daar nog hordes van WhatsApps. Ons gaan hulle lees, want ons doen vanavond reg aan meneer Vincent Tanti Julius. We acknowledge his efforts. We acknowledge what he did. Not a lot of people know what he actually did. And with that, we are just going to pay a bill or two, and then we'll be back after that with more interesting news about Mr. Vincent Tanti Julius. Yes, you are back here, and you are listening to
Sport FM
together with Warren. Warren behind the microphone. Amper was ek behind the microphone. Yes, Mr. Vincent Tanti Julius is obviously part of the Esterhus soccer legends, and I'm going to tell you a bit about the Esterhus soccer legends. But we absolutely dedicate this show to Mr. Vincent Tanti Julius. The Esterhus soccer legends was formed on 15 October 2014 by the chairperson's initiative, Mr. Russell Patrick. The members consist of former members of the amateur and professional football players. The organization has been registered as a non-profit company in March 2023, and the reason for a formal body allows us to interact with both public and private entities in a professional and legal manner. Although the organization is based in Esterhus, we have members residing in Laurium and Johannesburg, and our current membership is currently 52, and we intend to grow the membership. The organizational structures consist of 10 board members, and yes, then there is a very important news that I need to give you about the Esterhus soccer legends. It's not so much about the people that were actually legends. Hierdie is gestig sodat enige oud sokkerspeler, whether you be amateur or professional, you feel free to join the Esterhus soccer legends. En jy sal sien wat die manne doen. They do absolutely wonderful work. As the show and the program continues, I will touch on whatever they do. But please, we need more ex-soccer players. Jy hoef nie vir Sundowns of vir Acadia of vir Pirates of vir Chiefs te gespeel het nie. Al het jy net hier onder in Esterhus gespeel. Vir Hearts of vir Homes, do join the Esterhus soccer legends and become part of that family. Back to Mr. Vincent Tanti Julius. He said, "Playing for Acadia was the highlight of my career. I love the team and the players. And not long after Mr. Julius's breakthrough, other clubs followed suit, and other players across the racial barrier were invited to play as guests in special knockout competitions for teams in the White League. So dit het 'n Lealse bal aan die rol gesit en mense kon toe as guest players gaan speel by ander clubs wat nooit voorheen gebeur het nie. So this man, Mr. Tanti, Mr. Vincent, mense, ek hoop regtig om Tanti luister. If there's anyone that can give me an indication on 064-119-6071, I sincerely hope Mr. Julius is listening. But if not, I will make a recording available to him on Monday so he can listen to the tribute and the attributes that's bestowed on him here. Mr. Julius was indeed what we call a pioneer. So, wat gaan ons doen as die gemeenskap in Eesteris? Are we just going to, after the show, carry on with our lives and forget about what this gentleman did? Of gaan ons hom vereer soos wat ons ander mense vereer wat baie minder as hy gedoen het? Hierdie was 'n groot stap. He was the first to take this, and it was a else risk. As I said earlier, he was concerned about the police doing something drastic with him playing on that night. In die apartheid state was het gewees so. Wanneer die verkeerde plek of die verkeerde tyd is, gebeur die verkeerde dinge met jou. So this man risked a lot. And that's why I say we need to really celebrate him. And with that, I'm going to give you another song by the Rhythm Hotshots. And we will be back after that to talk more about Mr. Vincent Tanti Julius. In the meantime, please send your comments or your views to 064-119-6071. You're on Port FM. You're listening to Warren P. Back to Mr. Vincent Tanti Julius. You, this man is great. Ek het nooit geweet, ek staan langs soveel greatness toe ek met hom gespeel het. Jare terug vir Pretoria Municipals in die Pretoria Football League. But more about that later. Now, we follow on what happened after that match, that historic match in February 1977. Within months, the National Football League amalgamated with the National Professional Soccer League. And racism in football was dead. Morsdood. Mr. Saul Six, who was the manager of Arcadia Shepherds, said it is a pity that the contribution of Mr. Vincent Tanti Julius was forgotten. He was a tremendous young man. He mixed, he was sociable, he was shy, a quiet and reserved gentleman. His personality stood out, and people should recognize him. That is according to the late manager of Arcadia Shepherds, the old manager. He passed away in the 90s, Mr. Saul Six, and he said that about Mr. Vincent Julius. Right, we are 2 minutes away from 7 o'clock, so let's just pay some bills, and then we will be back at 7 o'clock to take this matter further. Sport FM. It is now exactly 7 o'clock. And I would like to say that if you had a bad day, just remember I'm here to turn things around for you. And I hope you bring your side of the story. Right, we're going to give you a little bit more about Mr. Julius. Besides the trio of expelled players from Orlando Pirates, which was Mr. Johnson, Mr. Koza, and Mr. Mokhoatleng, amongst the first players to join the Kaizer 11 was the acrobatic goalkeeper Vincent Tanti Julius. And the Singh brothers, Mr. Ingle Singh, the late Mr. Ingle Singh, and Melvin Singh, all of them from Pretoria Marabastad's Sundowns, as well as Mr. Ariel Pro Khonkhwane, Mr. Eli Kim Pro Kumalo, and Mr. Stanley Screamer Chabalala. Indeed, great history. This talented soccer player could play in goals or in any position. Not a lot of players can say that. So people, he was part of the very first players to join the Kaizer 11 before they became Kaizer Chiefs. Now listen to these names again. Vincent Tanti Julius, Mr. Koza, Ingle and Melvin Singh, Pro Kumalo, Pro Khonkhwane, Stanley Scriba Japalala. Those are great names in the soccer world. Hoesele, as jy nie weet nie, nou weet jy. Right, with it, we're going to give you something by the Rhythm Hotshot, Shona, and we'll be back with more information about Mr. Vincent Antijulius right after this. Right, Mr. Vincent Antijulius, he was born in Marabastad, and he grew up in Marabastad, and attended the Ferguson High School in Marabastad as well. Mr. Julius is blessed with 7 children, 13 grandchildren, and 4 great-grandchildren. He started playing soccer as a goalkeeper for Sundowns in Marabastad, and later played center forward for Sundowns and also striker for Arcadia. He dedicated 35 years of his life to football. Mr. Julius said that football came to him naturally and he was born to play football. Amongst other things, he played for Kaizer 11 in 1969. He also played for South African Coloureds in 1972. He was the highest goal scorer in the Federation Soccer League in 1976. He was also the Footballer of the Year that very same year, 1976. He played for Diego Stars in USA. And I was fortunate enough to play with him for Pretoria Municipal Football Club here in Pretoria. Daar oor kan die ou hospitaal, die nie ou hospitaal, nog steeds hospitaal, daar oor kan die OHF. Die OHF. So if there are players from Pretoria Munis would like to say something to Mr. Julius or about Mr. Julius, do not be shy. Send your message to us on 064-119-6071. Anyone can send a message. We are paying tribute to this incredibly talented and also pioneer in the football world. We are going to play something by Mr. Bobby Hendricks, who is also known as the pioneer of long arm in South Africa. And he says, I just called to say I love you.
Welkom bij Kom Laat Ons Dans. Hier was dans terwijl ons praat en praat terwijl ons dans.
Sport FM, your gossip, your stasi.
En praat terwijl ons dans, terwijl ons dans.
Yeah, we're back with our main topic here this afternoon, this evening. Mr. Vincent Tanti Julius. But yes, Uitreksel uit Antoinette's boek. And uit Antoinette's boek said it. A child in sport is a child out of court. And that is Uitreksel uit Antoinette's boek. En ons gaan dan nog verder, omdat ons van sport praat, wil ons ook vir sê die rugbytelling, vir die van julle wat natuurlijk nog nie weet nie, die Bulle het geseëvier teen die Leeuws 30-28. Bulle 30, Leeuws 28. Hier by meneer Vincent Tanti Julius was daar een paar vrae gevra in een onderhoud aan meneer Julius. What attracted Mr. Julius to the sport? Football. He said, I was playing in the streets of Marabastad and watching the elder guys play. And also, he's very into hard training and practice. Then they asked him, who inspired you, Mr. Julius? He said, his main inspiration was Pele. We all know who Pele is or was. And then also his school teacher, Mr. Abel Sekel, Mr. Percy Fisher, the one and only Mr. Ingel Singh, who is no longer with us, and also Bernard Dancing Shoes Hartzer, who was buried today, Mr. Smiley Musa, and he said, all my other teammates and officials at Pretoria Sundowns and Arcadia Shepherds, they were my inspiration. Truly a humble, humble person. And now we're going to play a song by Jimmy's Grand Six, Il Mondo, and we will get back to give you the final bit of news on Mr. Vincent Tanti Julius as we will conclude our tribute to him at 7:30. Yes, Jimmy's Grand Six and Il Mondo. Ja, ons is hier terug by Port FM, saam met Warren P. En ons wil vir een late score update hier over die African Cup of Nations, Angola 0, Namibia 0. Ja, en met het gesê, ons gesels met oor meneer Vincent Tanti Julius, en hy sê, what would you like the youth to take away from your passion for the sport? Mr. Julius said, to respect all discipline, continue to train and stay healthy. Mr. Julius, what has the sport taught you off the field? He said that be obedient to your parents and others, and love and respect all. Oh, yeah. What message would you like to give to the current and future soccer players? Mr. Julius answered, soccer is a team sport, so be a team player. No individual is bigger than the game. And when I come back from this song that I play, I will give you his final comment. So please do stay tuned. And if you still have some WhatsApps that you'd like to send with regard to Mr. Julius's talent or him as a person or any other topic you would like to touch, 064-119-6071. And we are going to play your song now, which it's funny, the name of the song is Skit Your Biscuit, and it's by the Progressive Dance Band, and here we go. Ja, dit was natuurlijk die Progressive Dance Band, en die titel van die een was geweest Skit Your Biscuit. We are going to conclude our tribute to Mr. Vincent Tanti Julius, of whom I had the pleasure of playing with as a youngster, and he absolutely, I can't believe that he was such a great player. Then people don't know about it. But anyway, we are going to conclude, and we'd like to say thank you for tuning in and listening to this absolute wonderful tribute to Mr. Vincent Tanti Julius. His final question was, whom would you like to thank for your accolades? And Mr. Vincent Tanti Julius, being the humble person that he is, and being the gentleman that he is, and that's one of the things I learned while playing next to him. I was very, very fortunate. Not a lot of people can say that they played next to Mr. Vincent Tanti Julius. I know somebody listening in, Jimmy Little, who was the manager and one of the key personnel at Pretoria Munis. He played with Mr. Vincent Tanti Julius. And so too did some of my friends here yesterday. I can think of Mr. Clive. He played with him, Gito, better known as Gito. Yes. We also had Frank Elski, who also played with Mr. Tanti Julius. And we played with great players alongside Mr. Tanti Julius. I remember Mr. Mike Lester at least, who used to play for Bafana. Yeah, some groot manne gespeel, jong. But anyway, Tanti being the gentleman that he is, whom would you like to thank for your accolades? He said, all my family, all my friends, all my fans, all my teammates, and I would like to especially thank God for my talents. Wow, what a humble person that is. And then we are going to end this tribute to Mr. Vincent Tanti Julius, and also our long arm session with this very, very final song by Andre van der Merwe, and it says Jerusalem, and it goes like this. Yeah, we're back here with Warranty. It is now 10 minutes to the hour of 8, and I would like to read a WhatsApp with reference to our show that we had on Tanti, Vincent Tanti Julius. And I would like to read this message, and it says, Vincent Tanti Julius, this evening we honor our own living legend, Vincent Tanti Julius. So often our legends are unsung heroes and heroines. Thank you, Warren, for a great show. As a youngster, Tanti displayed his God-given gifts and talents at school as a great athlete. He joined Sundowns as a masterpiece of a goalkeeper, showing vigor and courage, speed, strength, skill, guts, and the list goes on and on. Tanti was just the best, an iconic figure in the Sundowns team of 1960s and 70s. He was one of six Sundowns players who were invited by Kaiser Motaung to start the mighty Kaiser 11. Today it's Kaiser Chiefs. Tanti represented the colored 11 in the SA Games. However, that is not what a world-class player deserves. He was robbed by the apartheid government to represent his country. He was a titan in the history of one of the best teams ever, Sundowns. It was my singular honor to replace Tanti as the number one Sundowns goalkeeper, as he wanted to display his dribbling skills and striking force when he played in the SA Soccer Federation Professional League in 1976. Tanti, you will forever be one of the best ever. And this comes from Mr. Owen Magari, Mr. Ayobayo Owen Magari. Thank you so much, sir, for this. It is absolutely fantastic.